And I have to say that I come from this, you know, very naively. And what I, one of the meta issue I think that is also interesting here is how can we have a dialogue between the social science and the physical science? And of course, as Roberto said, there's absolutely nothing new about this notion in social science. In fact, there is only that. The notion of any kind of law is itself amazing in social science, if you can describe them. Of course, there's the whole history of metaphysics applied to social science and the Hegelian tradition and informing, among others, you know, the Marxist tradition Roberto discussed. But above all, we are in a world in social science of basic physics envy, where if there is one law that's discovered, we're all happy. So in IR, we often point to the fact that there is we've only come up with one law that seems to be a repeated and repeatable and describable pattern that allows for prediction, and that is the law of democratic peace, that democracies don't go to war with one another. And there's been hundreds and thousands of studies on this, and trying to lay out exactly what that law implies and the causal inferences and what is, and defining the term, defining what a democracy is, what a war is, and all the rest of it. And it's pretty resilient law, except for the fact that what we basically know in social science is that to the extent that it is about human behavior, the very existence of the law completely directly informs, as long as it permeates the political world, will inform political behavior. And in fact, what the story of the late 20th century is how about politicians learning to manipulate democracies to go to war. And that is not necessarily because they read social science, but in fact, the whole cognitive world that goes around this law has become part of politics. So I find it fascinating that Roberto, in his introduction, speaks about a kind of inversion of inspiration, where, you know, can the social science question can, in any sense, inform this perhaps the same debate about evolving law in science, but what would it be in social science that would be an insight? Maybe only vocabulary and categories, maybe more. And I think Roberto, you know, suggests ways in which there's more. I'm not sure that it is true, Roberto, that our lives are all about looking for ways of non-repeatable actions, getting out of the constraints of consciousness, of the first approach that you described. In fact, I would have thought that the challenge for our group is that it's human instincts, in human ontological instincts, is actually the opposite, that in fact we always look for repeatable patterns of recognition around us, and that's why a lot of the impulse will be in the discussion to talk about these meta-laws right away. As soon as Lee poses the problem, we then ask, are there meta-laws, and what about these meta-laws? And the assignment went into these categories, well, beyond meta-laws, that how could we define them, recognize them. But I do think that will be, in fact, the tendency, and part of the challenge for our group is to go very deep into this this other instinct, which is to recognize non-repetition. So I'm looking forward to learning.